Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm Kenneth Copeland. Father, we thank you today and we praise you. We lift our hearts, we lift our minds, we open our eyes and ears to the Spirit of the living God that dwells within us, to hear words from heaven that move heaven on the earth. And we thank you and we boldly declare that the greater one that lives within us will equip me to deliver this word, to deliver it in an empowered with faith and revelation. And we thank you for every gift necessary, for every gift of the Spirit necessary for people to hear this word accurately, and that the movings of faith be throughout this radio and television audience all over the world. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And you sent your word, and it healed them. Glory. And I boldly declare by faith, people will be saved. People will be baptized in the Holy Spirit. People will be healed. Mighty and wondrous miracles will happen today. I believe it in my heart, and I say it with my mouth. And you said it when you were on the earth, Lord Jesus, that you went with them, working with and confirming the word with signs following. And it will happen today, just like you said. Hallelujah. Praise God. Give the Lord praise and thanksgiving for it. Amen. Let's turn once again to the book of Romans. We're talking about faith calls things that be not as though they were, and believe the word in your heart, say the word with your mouth, do the word with corresponding action, it will be manifest. It will come to pass. Now, let's go back to our scripture foundation here. And then, as I promised you yesterday, we'll go over to the 11th chapter of Mark and see what Jesus had to say about it. Verse 16, Romans 4. Therefore it is of faith, that it might be by grace, to the end the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that which also which is of the Father, the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations. Now here's what's interesting about this. God called him that, and then he became that. So God was doing the very same thing then. He called things be not as though they were. You can study that out for yourself. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations. He didn't say, I'm going to make you a father of many nations. He said, I have made you a father of many nations, and Abraham believed it. Before him, the cross-reference says, like him. So, like God before God, like God in his presence, even whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth, quickens means to make alive, who makes alive the dead and calls those things which be not as though they were. Now, Abraham did that in God's presence. Now, notice what it says. Who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations according to that which was spoken. He believed it. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead. Only when he's 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God. He staggered not at the blood covenant promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform it. Now, he said, old man, you don't count. I'm not moved by what I feel or see about my age. I'm 100 years old. What difference does that make? And he said, old wife, I mean, you don't count either. I don't care. I don't care if you're 90 years old and could never have had a baby in your life. God made covenant with us, and he promised us a son, and I believe it in my heart, and I say it with my mouth. I am the father of many nations, and that's the way it will be, and that's the way it was. Glory to God. Now then, let's go over to the, well, yes, sir, Mark 11, and we will look at the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th verses. Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. Now, I want to speak here again to those of you that think, well, now, Brother Copeland, you know, this problem I'm involved in is so big, I just don't have that kind of faith. I just pray to God. I say, God, give me that kind of faith. No, baby, no, wait a minute. No. Have faith in God. The Greek text there says, have the faith of God. Now, we know that we are born again, not of corruptible seed. Just read 1 Peter, the first chapter. We're born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible seed by the word of God, which lives and abides forever. We're born again of the word of God. Amen. Now, if you don't have faith enough inside you, then you got a corruptible seed. There's no way. So don't ever say that again. I just don't have it. Yes, you do. I have the faith of God in me because I'm a born-again child of God. I'm a believer. And his faith is in me. Now it is in that seed. The faith is in the seed. The faith is of God is in the word. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. That comes out of the word which has faith in it. Praise God. Now, have the faith of God. Let me reorder that just a little bit so you get, let this impact you. This is the way it impacted me nearly 50 years ago. This is the way the faith of God works. All right. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, now listen, but shall believe. Now there's believing. But shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith, or whatever he says. Now, believing in your heart and saying with your mouth. All right, now notice verse 24. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray. Not after you see them. Remember what I said a few days ago? That the calling things that are the way they are and hoping they change would be like saying to a stove, give me some heat and I'll put in some wood. No, there's not anything there to make the heat. You have to believe it before you see it. That releases the faith, which is the substance of things hoped for or the things desired. Amen. There's not anything to bring it to pass because it takes faith to bring things from the unseen spiritual realm and manifest them in this natural realm. Amen. What things soever you desire. Now, that doesn't mean just desire anything you want to. No, no, no. These things have to be word-based. Remember that? Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. You go to the Word and find the blood oath promises that give you the things you desire. Amen. And you line them up with the Word. What things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Now, I learned these things from Brother Kenneth Hagin many years ago, almost 50 years ago. It'd be 50 years ago coming out. Well, I got hold of my first Kenneth Hagin tape in, let's see, that was in the first few days of February of 1967, February, March, right in there. So I'll be 50 years in January. And his testimony, oh, if you hadn't heard his testimony, praise God, you need, you need to be, if you're a student of faith, you need to be studying Brother Hagin. You need to go back and get what he's taught all these years. Praise God. Oh, yeah. He was giving his testimony. He was born with a deformed heart. In fact, let me just say this. He was born immature. He was so small that you could, that little baby was so small, when he was born, the doctor thought he's dead. And his grandmother discerned a spark of life, and he's born at home. And she said fed him with an eyedropper. And it's just a miracle of God, of course, that he lived. Now, the doctor told him, son, just stay in the middle of the road and stay ready to go. First place, nobody's ever lived with what you have over 16 years, and he is bedfast, and he's coming up on his 16th birthday. He told him, he said, now, son, if your deformed heart didn't kill you, this blood disease would kill you, and the paralyzation would kill you, and eventually he was almost totally paralyzed. So, now, and he said, we would have to replace everything in your chest cavity, everything in there, all of it. We would have to replace that for you to have any chance of living. Now, I want you to see what kind of miracle he had had. And he said, oh, God, I just don't have faith for this. Well, now, this happened over a long period of time. I'm just shortening so you get it. And the Lord pointed out to him, like I pointed out to you, because that's where I learned it. I pointed out to you that he had the faith of God. He's already believed for the biggest miracle there is that exists, which is the new birth. So, and he got hold of that. Well, over a period of many, many months, he got a hold of the Word of God, and he said, I see what I must do. I must believe I receive my healing before I feel anything, before I see anything. And he's laying there on the bed, almost from the waist down, he's totally paralyzed. He said, I see what I must do. And he heard the Spirit of God on the inside of him, just like you and me, anybody else here that'll listen. He said, so now you believe you're healed. He said, I certainly do. Then he said, healed people ought to be up this time of the morning. And he said, yeah. See what? You believe it in your heart, you say it with your mouth, and you follow it with corresponding action. He said, I reached down. He didn't weigh but 89 pounds. He reached down and he couldn't feel his legs and feet. He had to throw them out of the bed. And he just collapsed and he caught a hold of the bedpost and pulled himself up. Now listen, I want to announce to Almighty God, I want to announce to my Lord Jesus Christ, I want to announce to the devil, I want to announce to all the angels in this room and every demon, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I am healed and I will walk today. And he grabbed a hold of that post and he began to pull himself up. Hallelujah. And he he said, my goodness, oh my, oh my, oh my. He said, I began to feel in my legs. And he said, it hurt. But he said, man, I'm telling you, it hurt bad. But he said, it hurt good. He said, I just began to shout and cry with joy. And he said that within a few minutes' time, he was standing up straight on his feet. Glory to God. Now, I wanted to tell you this. I heard him say it myself. He took physical exams. He took exam for life insurance. And the other thing, not only was his heart beating right, but God did what that doctor told him that would have to be done. He recreated his whole chest cavity, everything in there. He said when he would take a drink of water, he could feel it. It'd go down one side and around this way and back and finally get into his stomach. All those tubes had to be recreated and refastened. Everything, his stomach, everything in there had to be totally changed, and it did. Praise God. And he... Oh, this thrills me so. I know it's thrilling you. See, the Word of God and faith work when it's put to work, but it's governed by spiritual laws. And it's just like anything else. The laws govern electricity. Electricity would have worked in 1800. Nobody knew the laws. An airplane would have flown. An airplane would have flown in the Garden of Eden. But nobody knew the laws. But eventually, the laws of physics, which were created by the laws of the Spirit, that's the reason they mirror one another. Amen. And when you put the elements of that law together, faith works. There's no such thing as faith that doesn't work. No such thing as the Word that doesn't work. Well, I tried that faith stuff, Brother Copeland, and it didn't work for me. That faith stuff tried you, and you didn't work. God's Word always works. Now, don't get upset about it. Just go to the Lord and say, sir, I missed it here some way. Instead of saying, well, I guess it's just not His Word for me to have it. Slap yourself every time you think of that. I mean it. Just give yourself a pop on the face and say, no, I'm never saying that again. Jesus suffered I could have this, so I could have it. Sir, I know I've prayed this. I've done it many, 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 many times. That did the same thing here recently and got my answer. I say, sir, you can't miss it. It's your will for me to have this. I see this. I there it is right there. My faith based on this promise. But I'm missing it somewhere. Show me where I'm missing it. And I take the first chapter of James, that promise of James there, that says, any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God who giveth liberty to all men that braveth not. Let him ask in faith. You're going to have to follow the rules of faith. And just be quiet. There's been times I took... off for 3 days to do some fasting and praying to receive the wisdom of God. I've never gone the whole 3 days without receiving the Word. I mean, just snap up on the inside. Yeah, but Brother Copeland, I mean, you a prophet. It doesn't work for me because I'm called as a prophet or a teacher. Or doesn't work. These things don't work because He called him. Peter said that at the beautiful gate. He said, why look you on me as by our holiness or our calling made this man strong? It didn't happen because Peter was an apostle. It happened because he was a believer. And he did what God told him to do. And he made a command in the name of Jesus. He said it was faith in the name of Jesus that made this man strong. Glory to God. Faith works. No such thing as faith that doesn't work. There's faith that's not applied correctly. And then you adjust it I mean, there may be something in your life that don't need to be there. If you got a bunch of fear in your life, you don't need to deal with that, and God will tell you. How many times did he say, when he remember what he said to Jairus, fear not, believe only, she will be made whole. Use your faith, Jairus, but don't you let that fear in there. Fear tolerated is faith contaminated. Faith will contaminate your fear. You stay in the Word. You keep listening to your CDs. You keep watching your DVDs. You keep watching the Believer's Voice of Victory Network. You keep hearing the Word of Faith. You get involved in the Word of Faith. You pray and God will show you a church to get in that'll preach the Word of Faith. If there's not one in your area, start one. Glory to God. I mean, hey, it works when it's put to work. And there it is right there. You believe it in your heart before you feel it. You say it with your mouth before you feel it. You act on it with corresponding action before you see it or you feel it. It may not come right at the moment. You need to be believing it well. But you need to just get on the Word of God and don't you ever quit calling things that be not as though they were. I mean, I'm Satan. You think I'm sick. But glory to God, I'm not. I'm healed. I was healed 2,000 years ago. And Jesus got my healing from me and I believed it and I received it. And you can just shut up and pack your stuff up and get out of here because I'm not moved by what I feel. And I'm not moved by what I see. I'm moved by what I believe. And I believe the mighty powerful Word of God. Amen. Rise. Take up your bed and walk. Somebody just did. Glory to God. I didn't just say that. I mean, it came out of the Spirit of God. Hallelujah.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Be sure to get the notes at kcm.org/notes. And remember, Jesus is Lord.